Hey everybody, Peter coming here from you from Shenzhen, China, and super happy to be here today. How's everyone going? Today I'm just going to talk to you a bit about my origin story and how, you know, I came to be in my life so far as a 23-year-old. So I've been swimming since I was 6 months old, water baby, grew up with the pool. My oldest brothers and sisters were always at the pool swimming and training. So, you know, from 3:30 onwards, I was at the pool basically. So I'd have my lesson and then I'd just play until 7 o'clock at night until my brothers and sisters were ready to come home. And, you know, it was a super good way to grow up. I was the fittest young kid you could possibly think, possibly see. And, you know, as I grew up, I kept going. By the time I was 3, I was in squad, and I just moved up through the levels and only did four sessions a week, and I just loved it. You know, it was so gratifying to me. And then, you know, when you start going to carnivals and stuff, and I started winning, and, you know, I was school champ and I had records, and you know, everyone used to say she must be on drugs or something like that, but no, it wasn't. I was just, I think I just had just a natural gift of it, and I just loved it. And then I got to high school and I was making nationals, and I was, you know, making nationals and juggling high school with swimming and, you know, 9 sessions a week and 15 kilometers of running and you know, gym on top of that, and it was full on. And yeah, I thought I was gonna have a really great year. I had my growth spurt, and unfortunately, I got injured and I did my groin, and it all got taken away from me, and I just couldn't do it anymore. And it was just the agony of knowing that, you know, it wasn't my decision, and it was terrible. I didn't know what to do. I couldn't go to the gym. I couldn't exercise at all. I had a second degree, almost third degree tendonitis in my groin, and I had a piece of growth plate chip off and lodge in my tendon, which made it worse. And yeah, it was just a really, really hard time in my life. And I had you know, from the months that followed from that, I just thought to myself, well, what now? I'm in year 11 and didn't want to go to high school, go to uni, and it was never my desire. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but it wasn't that. And my one thought was, well, you know, I'm starting to put on a little bit of weight, and what now? I can't exercise, and, you know, going forward into the future, I don't want to go to uni like everyone's telling me to do. So what do I do? And you know, as I went on, I thought what I wanted in life, as you think about when you're, you know, 16, 17, where you see life going. And I mean, before that, all I wanted to do was represent the country and go to the Olympics. But if that wasn't an option anymore, what do I do? So I thought, well, maybe I could be an exceptional businesswoman, or, you know, be a chef, or just be a traveler, or, you know, it was all up in the air. And I didn't know. And I had this desire to be successful. I wanted it to be all be worth something. You know, I've started at such a high level with sport that I wanted to follow that through my whole life. You know, if you're going to do something, do it well. That's always been what's been taught to me. So I thought, well, maybe I could be a successful businesswoman, or, you know, be a role model. You know, obviously I wanted to have money, but I wanted it to be something that I enjoyed. And I mean, you can't travel without money, and so that was part of my plan. But I guess the real reason of it is that, you know, I wanted my parents to be proud. Like, they were always proud of me when I did well, and I wanted the approval to say that, you know, you did something well and you did something good, and they love you for it. And I always had this fear of being mediocre. I that the thought of just being okay at something is not attractive to me. Like, I wouldn't do something unless I was going to do it well. And, you know, I didn't want to be just a child wonder to my kids. Like, oh, she used to do well when she was younger, but then, you know, that's about it. That's about it. She didn't really amount to anything. And, you know, those things really, really, they really play on you when you're a teenager and thinking about what to do in your life. So I thought on the way that, you know, I kept coming up with these walls, like, I didn't know what to do. I didn't know how to go about it. I didn't really want to study, but I wanted a good job. And, you know, like when you're at school, they say, go to uni. That's the only thing they say to you. So I didn't really know what to do about that. And I actually quit school in year 11 as well. So I didn't finish high school. So what do you do from there? You know, I was just kind of in this limbo type of thing. I had no plan, really. I was just going with the flow. And I guess my mindset was wrong. Like, I knew what I didn't want, but I didn't know what I wanted. If you don't know what you want, how can you work towards the end goal? So that was really hard. And also this, like, when you're in a squad or you're in a team, you have that community, and everyone's going through the same thing, so you can always lean on them. And when I stopped swimming, I kind of lost that community and lost friends and the routine and, you know, the motivation of, if you don't get up and go to ceramic swimming, your coach is going to ring you up and say, why didn't you turn up? And, you know, you have a carnival coming up and you're expected to do well, so there's that expectation there. And I didn't know how to get over that. But by the end of it, I came to this realization that, you know, I would have I had this epiphany that, you know, if you want to, you have to try something different in order to figure out what you want. So, and, you know, the best thing I ever learned while I was a swimmer was, it was said to me by my coach at the time, Justin, and he said, the only person you affect by not doing the right thing is you. Because at the end of the day, all of your actions affect yourself. And it was one of the things that made such a big dent in my swimming career when I was younger, is the fact that, you know, if I don't turn up for training or I don't put in 100%, the only person that's going to be disappointed at the end of the day is me. And, you know, if I wanted to achieve the same results I did in swimming and be proud of myself, I have to put in the work. And that's one of the biggest lessons I got out of swimming after I finished. So I came up with this plan, and, you know, to get the outcome that I wanted. And I said to myself, all you have to do is try everything until you find something that sticks, something that you really love. And, you know, if you don't try in the first place, then, you know, how are you meant to know or figure out anything? So I just said to myself, try everything until I found out what I liked, and to don't be afraid to fail or to say, oh, this isn't really for me. Because, you know, there's many opportunities in life, and whether you take them or not, they're there and then they're gone. So you may as well take every opportunity you have. I have to do what I did in swimming. I mean, as a swimmer, you do the near physically impossible. You do 8K sessions twice a week, twice a day, 9 times a week, and you think nothing of it. And then you go and do running, and then you go and do, you know, gym work on top, and you expect the best at the end of the week when you go to a carnival. And, you know, if I could do that much training and discipline and go through that much pain, physical pain and mental pain, of the fact that you've trained for 10 weeks so hard, and then you get to a carnival and you've missed out by 0.01 of a second. You know, if I can get myself out of that funk, then I can get myself out of this funk. So that was my plan. I was going to read, listen, learn, observe, try, surround myself with good people and take the setbacks on board and then keep moving forward, because that's one of the things that swimming taught me. And, you know, I have a gift. I'm a determined person. I've never thought myself as weak or incapable. And so that's what I was going to do. And model what works. Like, if you want to be a successful person, then, I mean, many people have succeeded before you. So if you take their lessons on board and learn from them, then eventually you might come out with a win. So I went on that journey and I started doing that. And, you know, coming out from what I do now, I have the dream job that I want, but along the way, it was really, really hard. And I came up with some setbacks and some trials. And, you know, I remember when I left school, the day that I left school, I had a couple of girls. Yeah, so I had some conflicts along the way, and I got laughed at for the fact that I wanted to leave school, and that was really hard. And people just didn't understand my lifestyle. I was assuming they didn't understand my lifestyle to begin with, but choosing to leave school and the path that's laid out for you by the government, and, you know, to keep going on that route and then go to uni and do the traditional way of doing things, you know, I got laughed at to my face and said, oh, you'll regret it. And I haven't, not for a second, I haven't regretted what I've chosen to do. But then I went into a business and, you know, it's awkward hours and it's hard work and people don't understand it either, because you do something traditionally that's different from what somebody else does. And, you know, I've lost boyfriends and, you know, I've second-guessed it at some point, and, you know, I've gotten so in-depth of the business side of things and getting stressed and not meeting personal expectations that I've met for myself, and, you know, losing sight of my body and, you know, coming from such an elite level of a swimmer that you always expect yourself to be in some sort of good shape. And, you know, I weighed myself one after a big lot of, you know, business and meetings and everything else, and I weighed myself and I was 10 kilos heavier after, you know, a month and a half. And I looked at myself and I thought, what are you doing? You know, this is the heaviest I've ever been, and that's really hard on somebody. And so I decided that, you know, I was going to get my shit together. But out of it, I've really, really, like, the achievements that I've had have always overshadowed all of the downsides. And, you know, I found a job I love. I love what I do. It's different every single day. It's creative. It's business. It's fun and exciting. And I get to work with the people that I love, which is amazing. I get to travel, which was always a dream of mine. And I love being able to fit people into a good swimmer. Like, when they come into work and they've tried every other swimwear, and, you know, or, you know, they're a bit bigger and they can't have something to fit, and then they come in 2 months later and you know, they've changed, and we get to keep up with their lives, and they're doing well in their swimming, and it's so incredibly rewarding to be a part of somebody else's journey, and the same journey I took, but on a different side of it. And I love talking to them about my experiences as a swimmer and where to go from here. And yeah, it was really, really amazing. And I actually found my current boyfriend from my job, and he shares my interests, and I've never been more comfortable. And I think, like, it, from the outside, that they were my achievements from my journey that I've taken, but on the inside, I've become a lot more confident person, and I've realised that I'm not defined by my sport or my achievements. I'm defined by my morals and my mindset, and I'm so much more confident in myself and what I can do. And I think that, out of everything, is what means the most to me. So that's my origin story, guys, and I hope you enjoyed it and learned a little bit about me, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Ciao!